I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 27th. A Quincy child care center had to be evacuated yesterday due to a problem with the heating system. Quincy firefighters responded to the Jack and Jill preschool on Station Street in West Quincy at 8:45 yesterday morning on a report of a light haze in the building. Interim Fire Chief Gary Smith says about 60 children were evacuated from the building. Quincy Public School Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says school buses were sent to the preschool so children didn't have to wait outside. Firefighters shut down the heating system, aired out the building, and used meters to ensure the air quality was safe. There were no injuries. Massachusetts has taken a major step toward replacing the aging Sagamore Bridge, launching the procurement process in the long-awaited project. The State Department of Transportation's requesting qualified design and construction firms for the Sagamore Bridge replacement project to submit letters of interest by May 27th. MassDOT said it will select the design-build team by late 2027, with construction on the span expected to begin in the winter of 2027. The Cape Cod Bridges project, led by MassDOT in partnership with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Federal Highway Administration, will create new crossings over the Cape Cod Canal to replace the federally owned 90-year-old Sagamore and Bourne bridges, the only roadway connections between the Cape and the mainland. The bridges are both considered functionally obsolete. The Bourne Bridge is rated in poor condition, and the Sagamore is rated in fair condition by the Army Corps. Plans for the replacements include two wider 12-foot travel lanes in each direction and a 12-foot entry-exit lane. Officials are also looking at replacing the current 6-foot sidewalks with a 14-foot shared-use path and creating a lookout area on the bridge. Inevitably, plans for the new bridges will also include changes to the connecting roadways. In January, Massachusetts began the process of seizing homes for the construction of the new bridge, giving residents 120 days to move out. More than a dozen homes, mostly in the Round Hill neighborhood, will be seized through eminent domain. The first homeowners got checks in early January and had 120 days to move. State officials are prioritizing the replacement of the Sagamore Bridge using a budget including $1.3 billion in federal grants, $750 million in state funds, and $350 million from the Army Corps of Engineers. Funding plans for the Bourne Bridge are still in development. The project is currently undergoing environmental review in accordance with state and federal requirements. Well, defense attorneys for a former Stoughton police officer accused of killing a younger pregnant woman are asking a federal judge to release him before trial, arguing his behavior after her death proves he's not a flight risk. The filing submitted yesterday in U.S. District Court in Massachusetts seeks pretrial release for Matthew Farwell and outlines the defense's version of evidence in the case tied to the death of Sandra Birchmore, including DNA testing and competing expert opinions on how she died. Attorneys are asking the court to release Farwell under conditions, arguing that he's not a flight risk and does not pose a danger, citing his lack of criminal record and ties to Massachusetts. The defense says he remained in the state for more than 3 years after Birchmore's death, despite public scrutiny and multiple investigations, and did not attempt to flee or interfere with witnesses. Farwell's attorneys compared his behavior to other men, quote, who had ongoing affairs with Birchmore and moved away after her death. Proposed conditions for his release include living with his mother and home confinement. Farwell previously lost a bid to have the case moved out of state and a motion to dismiss the case. Attorneys for Farwell argue that Birchmore's death was a suicide. They cite as support the determination of the Mass Office of the Chief Medical Examiner and a second government pathologist who agreed with that finding. The defense says federal prosecutors instead relied on a third expert who concluded Birchmore was strangled A conclusion the filing says will be challenged at trial. They argue the doctor who offered that opinion is not properly qualified. Two global soccer teams returned to the United States when Brazil and France faced off at Gillette Stadium yesterday as part of Road to 26, a new series of international exhibitions leading into the 2026 FIFA World Cup. France beat Brazil 2-1. It was the first international soccer match at Gillette Stadium since Copa America Centenario in 2016, marking France's first ever appearance at the venue and Brazil's sixth time competing in Foxborough. Although the match didn't start until 4 p.m., fans were waiting at the gate as early as noontime. These so-called friendly matches don't count for the World Cup, but they're a chance for teams to size each other up and decide on their final rosters before the official matches begin in June. Games also being considered a test run for public safety during June's matches. Security will be tight and noticeable, as 70 agencies have been involved in the planning, and nearly $70 million in federal grants has been made available for security. The Adams National Historical Park in Quincy is hosting three events for America 250 this weekend. The Life and Legacy of Abigail Adams Symposium will be held Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center. The Life of Abigail Adams Trolley Tours will take place on Saturday at 2 p.m. and Sunday at 10:30 a.m., 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. from the Visitor Center in Quincy Center. And Revolutionary Farm at Penn's Hill will be held on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Adams Farm on Franklin Street. You can visit nps.gov/adam for more information. Quincy Public Schools nurses will be honored during the city's annual Remember the Ladies event on Saturday, March 28th at Quincy High School. Mayor Thomas Koch says nurses will be recognized for the essential role they play in the health, safety, and well-being of Quincy's students and families. The late Grace Eng Toy will also be honored after becoming the first Asian American hired as a nurse in Quincy Public Schools. Remember the Ladies is held during Women's History Month to celebrate the life and legacy of First Lady Abigail Adams. The event takes place Saturday from noon to 2 in the auditorium at Quincy High School. Classical guitarist Dave McClellan will provide a performance on Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Quincy Historical Society in Quincy Center, with the proceeds to benefit the Quincy Animal Shelter. The American Red Cross will hold a community blood drive on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Nickerson American Legion Post on Moon Island Road in Squantum. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment. Quincy Veterans Services will hold their annual wreath-laying ceremony for Vietnam War Veterans Day on Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Clock Tower Memorial at Marina Bay. 48 local residents who died in the Vietnam War will be honored with a memorial roll call, three volley salute, and a wreath laying. The public is invited to attend. A larger ceremony will be held on April 23rd. March Forward Quincy will hold a No Kings rally Saturday from 11 to 1 on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. The group says the Quincy event is one of hundreds being held around the country to protest what they say are the unconstitutional actions of the federal government. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are down. The Dow lost 469 points. The NASDAQ dropped 521. The S&P fell 114. Asian shares mostly fell. The dollar rose, the euro was down, and oil at almost $103 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox opened the regular season with a shutout in Cincinnati, beating the Reds 3-0. They play again Saturday at 4:10. Celtics will host Atlanta tonight at 7:30. Then the Bruins will host Minnesota tomorrow at 5 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today, partly cloudy, and temperatures falling throughout the day into the mid-40s. For tonight, clear and cold, lows drop to the mid-20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy and a high of 38. Sunday, sun and clouds, a high of 49. And partly cloudy Monday, high 60. But the boater waves about 2 feet. Northwesterly winds, 15 to 20, will become north at 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 25. High tide, 7:53 p.m. Sunrise, 6:34, sets at 7:04. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, March 27th.